to the Best of the Drew and Mike Show for Saturday. And it's brought to you by Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker. We're manual. To see what your
Scott!
Exactly. If you want to see what your home is worth or you want help in finding a new one, call 248-797-7746 and ask for
Scott!
That was 248-797-7746 or SK, this is the web address, SKUNNATH at CBWM.com.
Oof.
No, that seems like a lot to remember.
Schooner.
Go back 10 seconds and hear that again.
There you go. As far as the best of, I see we've got Johnny Spirit. Is this before Michigan State? Or is this when we finally got a hold of him?
Yeah.
Which is always, I mean, it seems to me it takes, doesn't it take years to get a hold of him?
Yeah, we're scheduled to talk to him in 2023.
That sounds about
right. He'll still be in school then.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the next time we talk to him, I would say 2021 at the early, no, 2020 at the earliest.
Didn't he get confronted in this with some of the stories about him working on the ski lift?
Yeah. He implies that, I don't know, it's almost like he says everything is fake news. He's almost Trump-like in that respect. When, you know, you
a lot of similarities.
You get like 40 emails from people saying, yeah, I skied at this slope, and Johnny Spear works there.
You're such fake news!
And then Johnny makes it sound like it's the craziest thing that's ever been said.
It's a lookalike, it's not him.
So
you are fake news.
I don't know if he's a Trump fan or not, but he is a little Trump-like in that respect.
I didn't see him during the Utah State-Michigan State game.
I saw him. Wait,
he had to have been there, right?
The Spartans played it.
They played at home last Friday.
He was no. The Spartans played Michigan in Ann Arbor last year, right?
Oh, that yeah.
Because I saw him.
He stopped by the house.
Yeah, he stopped by the house.
I'm just wondering.
I think he stored his bike there for the game.
Well, you guys do have a bike rack.
What?
I don't.
I don't know.
But
no, see,
thought,
he just sits close.
He's always showed on the when the television does the game. You can see him. But I didn't see him last week. I hope he's okay.
Well, he doesn't really have a free ticket anymore, as
that's right.
We may or may not discuss in the Johnny Spirit thing. Anyway, that's that was a kind of a breath of fresh air to talk to Johnny for the first time in many, many years. And then also Brandon had some issues with MIPs.
Not just me.
Yeah, a name that's not allowed to be spoken also did. A guy that named Jim Bentley, who's not allowed to be on the podcast anymore.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But his best stuff's allowed to be on the podcast.
It seemed like there was a time where everyone was getting MIPs if you were under 21. They were just raiding houses all over at West Bloomfield. I remember when the kids were in school. I think Evan might have actually raced away from a house where people were about to get MIP'd successfully, too.
What do you mean they raided houses?
There was some teen party, and the cops, somebody called the cops, and next thing you know, all these kids are getting tested for alcohol, and they gave, you know, they wrote 20 MIPs
or something. What do you think about
that? It's kind of stupid.
I mean, breaking up the party, you know, obviously you don't want them to drive away, but kids today don't drive.
I've had to run from several parties. From 18 to 21, oh my God.
I remember getting busted at Island Park in Ann Arbor. Officer Tank busted us. And he just made us pour it out. Said, all right, get out of here.
Yep. That was a lot more common. It just seems like nowadays.
Isn't that a better way to deal with it?
Yeah.
I mean,
but then that kid drives into a tree and the cop gets sued.
I've never drank since.
Well, it worked for you. That's good.
You're a model citizen.
Yeah, right.
And then we also have the Triple Threat Trio visit, which I don't know, we got 13 minutes out of that one. I've kind of forgotten. there were some misadventures. In the visit, and then we were just talking about, is the WNBA title game coming up, title series? I have no idea where the WNBA is. I'm sorry. Do they play in the summer, spring, fall? I don't know.
They play today. They play the finals, the very first game, today, 9 p.m., the Washington Mystics against the Seattle Storm.
Seattle Storm?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be
Seattle Stormy?
Stormies.
There's no NBA team in Seattle.
The Supersonics used to be there.
Why don't they use that name?
I don't know. Are the chick teams all have chicky names?
Well, Wizards and Mystics. Shouldn't it be Witches? The Washington Witches.
Wait, Wizards are the dude team.
Yeah, so
I see.
What's the female version of a wizard?
Why
a witch?
Does it always have to be the female has to be the component of the male team? Can't you just be let's team be your own thing?
No, no.
Our team was the Shock.
Not when the men's league is paying for it.
Oh, here's the five things you need to know about tonight's NBA Finals. Della Donne is not 100%.
Oh, Elena Della Donne. Yeah, it's been a rough go for her, actually.
We're going to see some top-tier three-point shooting.
What about Sue Bird? Is she still on her tear?
It's the first finals appearance for the Mystics. Unsung heroes are going to be all up in this, and there's going to be a return to the East-West Finals matchup.
Oh, exciting.
This is where a pregame rundown is actually informative to me. I know none of it. Yeah.
Everybody still awake?
I didn't know they were playing. I thought the season might be over. Isn't the men's season been over for 3 months?
Why are they in season now?
I don't know. The NFL's starting tonight. As if anyone cares about the WNBA finals.
And the U.S. Open, too. Didn't the NFL just blow everything off the map?
Pretty much, yeah. Including baseball. Although last year baseball did pretty well, which was different.
That's funny. I feel like with baseball, it's almost like the WNBA. I've not paid attention to it in months.
I really haven't either. The Tigers aren't doing very well.
The other day, there was
the announcer's getting a fight, and you start paying
attention. It's the most exciting thing that's happened to the Tigers this year.
Yeah, probably.
Over a chair.
And Jose Feliciano.
Hi, Mario.
when the Yankees played the Tigers, Aaron Boone went off on that. You know, he got ejected. He complained about a call. And I said to Brandon, I had no idea Aaron Boone was the manager of the Yankees. Like, shouldn't you always know who the manager of the Yankees is?
I have to be honest with you. I'd forgotten. I remember when they were saying he was going to be the manager, and then he was named, but it really had escaped my mind. If he got thrown out of a couple games and maybe threw a base or something, Aaron Boone, yeah. But
I don't think I can name five managers right now.
Well, it's just because Joe Girardi left.
A.J. Hinch, my lookalike.
Oh, yeah.
Houston.
Yeah, Houston.
That's Joe Maddon in Chicago.
Is Mattingly still is he in Miami?
Mike Socha.
I have no idea.
Socha, because he's retiring.
Wow, this is really bad.
Trudy, do you have
Mattingly had the Dodgers, right?
Yeah, but then he went to Miami.
Wait, is Bochy still in San Francisco?
I don't know. Oh,
yeah,
he was for
there.
Years.
Is he there? Okay.
Manthe got fired from St. Louis.
Buck Showalter.
Buck is still managing?
Who's he managing?
A Yankee manager I remember.
Same
is Torrey.
Yeah, exactly.
More Orioles.
Torrey.
Is Mike Matheny in St. Louis?
No, he got blown out.
He did. That's right.
Is Francona still somewhere?
Yeah, now it's Mike Schmidt.
It's crazy.
Where's Connie Mack?
Where's John McGraw?
Mike Schultz.
Where's Red Shane Deist?
Where's
Leo DeRocher?
Mattingly is still managing. Gabe Kapler.
Oh, yeah.
Kapler, he's actually made a lot of news this year because he started the season off so crazy with the Phillies.
That's
he was making all these questionable decisions, pulling starters in the fourth inning and costing him the game. And then the Phillies got hot, and now he might win manager of the year.
Yeah. Wow.
That glasses guy, he's still managing the Cubs, right?
Glasses guy.
Yeah. Madden. The guy rides his bike to the games.
Neat. Cool.
What?
He does.
Yeah.
He does. He lives near the stadium, rides his bike.
Fun. He also has animals show up. He's wacky.
He's a kooky guy. He's a new age kind of manager.
I actually like him.
Yeah, no, I like him too. He's a great manager. So, yeah, okay, the WNBA title, that's exciting. Do they play best of three or best of
They play best of seven. In fact,
should be single elimination.
The semifinals both went to game sevens, I think. Yeah.
What's the advantage at small forward?
Okay, each one, Washington won 3-2. So it is a best of five series.
Well, the WNBA is the subject of the first item coming up, which I'll mention in just a moment. But first, calm. That is what every transaction should be, whether you're selling your home or buying your first home. It should not be a stressful situation. Scott Kunith has been in sales and advertising for 26 years. He made the conversion to real estate about a year and a half ago. He can say the biggest contributor to stress is lack of communication, and therefore his pledge to you is he'll call you back in a timely manner. If you prefer to text, he can do that. He'll keep you informed every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he will get it. His words is guarantee. Call, text, or email realtor Scott Kunith, who also goes by
Scott
of Coldwell Banker. We're manual to see what your home is worth or help you in finding a new one. 248-797-7797. If you want to text him kind of like Drew, that'll work out. 248-797-7746 or S. Kunith at CBWM. And by the way, he's
it hasn't been this hard to say goodbye to a house since Hugh Laurie died.
He's been
so
living
many memories
in Commerce Township, Northville area. He's been lived on the east side. He lived at 7 in Gratiot. He lived at 8.5 in Gratiot. He knows Oakland County very well. So regardless of where you are, it's worth giving Scott a call and sharing drops while you find your new home. Ask Kunath at CBWM, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H at CBWM.com.
Are you saying they put a cocaine cellar in the house?
No, Scott would never do that. So now we got a discussion about the WNBA title. Probably is informed, except for Brandon may not have been participating the last time. And I think we ended up calling Maz to clarify because he's such a huge WNBA fan. And he proudly participated in the conversation, filled in a few blanks for us.
He's the biggest fan I know. Next to Brandon now, jeez.
Yeah, I know you were so... When did you get into this? Kristen get you into this?
No. But I've just kind of gone and looked at what was going on with the Mystics. And
I have a crazy idea. Should we bet on it?
To get interested?
Should we put a bet on the WNBA championship? For shits and giggles.
I'll have to watch a game or two.
No, you don't.
I don't know. I don't want to be in a bet I'm not watching.
How ludicrous would that be, though? It'd be kind of fun.
You know, I had a bet at Mesa over the Auburn.
Oh, I know.
And I didn't watch any of the game, and I won.
Oh, I know.
And I didn't enjoy it very much. I was handed the money, and I was like, this is no fun. I didn't have the heartache.
What a terrible problem.
It wasn't the same, though.
From my position, when I got there, I was carrying a box, and Matt's like, come over here. And he starts explaining it to me, and I was so lost, and I started asking too many questions, and I'm like, how much is it? He goes, $20. I said, fine, Tiz, let me know if I won. And so when I was leaving, I said, hey, did I win? He goes, no, Drew did. And I said, okay, cool.
I know, it wasn't even interesting to me. You might as well have thrown the money away. That's how much it meant to me.
I did.
Well, I probably threw mine away, too. I was pissed. But anyway, the best of will kick off with the WNBA title talk, which it's not real WNBA title talk. And Maz does get, I think he is called in for expert analysis. He's like our save. What do they call him on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Our lifeline.
Our lifeline, yeah. So there you go. Enjoy the best of the Drew and Mike Show. I was looking for the baseball game last night. I turned on the ESPN. I'm like, WNBA. And I'm listening to these announcers acting like this is the most important game.
I know. It was stupid.
Why does ESPN have the WNBA, by the way? Why do they? It doesn't get any ratings.
I don't know.
Well, you want to
carry part of their
They report on the games in SportsCenter like there's all kinds of people going, what happened in the Lynx game last night? I didn't even know their name was Lynx until three days ago.
Gone? Was she too exhausted from masturbating all night?
Probably.
You're not fascinated with Maya Moore?
What about her?
Her stopping? I gave you the nine things of why you should watch Game 5.
Oh, the WNBA thing? Her stop and pop?
Yeah. Which... you got to read what the author wrote in that article because it's time. Oh, I think number two is how well she passes. And I'm like, nobody fucking watches basketball.
No one knows who she is.
Nobody watches basketball for the passing.
She is the greatest female basketball player. 4 WNBA titles, 5 All-Stars, 2 All-Star MVPs.
What's her name? Maya Moore?
2014 MVP.
I would like to get a curating for Maya Moore. In
2011 Rookie of the Year.
How many people know who she is?
2 Chinese League championships.
Who she is, Trudy?
I have no clue.
2 Olympic medals.
Do you know who Steph Curry is?
I give 0. Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Well, no, that just shows the difference between the two sports.
All right.
As if it needs to be pointed out.
But what's funny about that article is the reason for some of these things, like the passing.
Oh, the 9 reasons you cannot miss Game 5 of the WNBA Finals. I can't believe someone wrote this. Oh, Whitney Medworth wrote it. Yeah. Whitney Medworth. What publication is this?
I think it's SB Nation.
Why are they wasting their audience's time with something stupid like this that no one cares about?
Well, I don't. First off, the person that wrote that probably got $10, and secondly, it's on the internet. So
I'm just stunned
how
that someone
did it really cost
I'm
them.
Stunned that this much time would be expended on something that no one cares about. It's just weird.
Well, she spent the time. She's a freelancer.
Okay, the 9 reasons you cannot miss Game 5 of the WNBA Finals, even though you already missed it. Hello. This is funny.
Hello, it's a game five.
She actually wrote, hello.
I shouldn't have to say anything else, but in case you're still on the fence about following this epic series, I'll give you 8 more reasons after this.
That's a weak reason.
Hello, it's game five. Oh my God, so stupid. No, game five doesn't have the same rings as game seven. Oh, how I wish the WNBA would give us game sevens between these two teams, but it's winner take all on Wednesday, and it's going to be glorious. It's the third straight decisive game five in WNBA finals and second for these two teams. Last year, the game winner by the Sparks, Nicky, I don't even know how to pronounce this person's name, with less
boring.
Than 4 seconds, provided the 1-point margin.
Ooh!
Here are 8 more reasons to watch. Number 2, Candace Parker's dang passing ability.
Oh, yeah. We gotta love the passing.
I'm never going to read that. It's so
who's that dude?
Don't you want to see, you don't like crisp passing? You don't like fundamentals in basketball? I mean, who wants to see dunks and three-pointers? Boring.
Who is a lesbian?
Number 3, Maya Moore's ice-cold jumper. If you love stop-and-pops, you'll love Maya Moore's. Her shot is textbook. She creates space, then rises up. Ooh!
Why does she rise?
Cold up there. Must be tough on your penis.
If she rises up, why does she dunk?
Because she can't.
Stop and pop. Boring.
Number 4. Okay, this is really funny because I didn't know what this meant. Cheryl Reeves sideline interviews. Okay, what? I thought this was the interviewer. I thought she was the interviewer because didn't know who Cheryl Reeves was. I don't know who any of these people are. Cheryl Reeves has been like my favorite coach for a long while now, but she keeps getting better. She does a Greg Popovich sideline interview better than Greg Popovich.
No, wait
it's
a second.
Too boring.
If San Antonio,
can we find one of Cheryl Reeves' sideline interviews, Brandon?
If San Antonio,
Cheryl Reeves, probably critical. Spell it right, or it won't come up.
Say the Spurs are in Game 7. Would that be one of the reasons to watch Game 7? Was a Greg Popovich sideline? No, fuck no.
5. Sylvia Fowles, complete dominance, whoever that is. The league's MVP and future embalmer. Embalmer? Oh, she an embalmer?
I don't know.
Has 4 straight double-doubles in the WNBA Finals. She's the league's 6'6 center and is so powerful it's impossible for teams to stop her.
She had 22 points last night.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. How stupid this is. It's so stupid. I'm reading all of it. Have you found Sylvia Reeves' sideline interviews, her classic sideline interviews?
I'm
want to hear one.
I'm not finding any sideline ones. I don't know.
You find any interviews online? We're talking online. Brandon's having trouble finding the number 3 reason out of 9 that you must watch Game 5. He's having difficulty finding any evidence.
Finals, championship clinch scenario.
Let's watch these highlights.
Minnesota, the Lynx, 2-1, best of 5. There are the stars in this one. Candace Parker, Maya Moore, 4 seconds left in the first quarter. Got a jump ball.
Oh, look at that pass.
And Sparks the tip. Long outlet.
Oh, crisp layup.
A layup off the glass, just like 8th grade.
Oh, boy, they just showed Magic Johnson, who was there. He must have wandered in to get out of the cold.
He must have been paid.
Well, he's broke. You don't think he just wandered in?
It's an appearance.
Land sparks the tip.
Look at Magic.
Man, Magic Johnson. What has he done?
Got it. Magic is happy.
Got it. And he's not smiling.
Is, deficit is just 5.
Oh, Simone Augustus, shot.
That's 3. Maya Moore, or simply...
How do these guys do these highlights with a straight face? I'm serious. Nice.
That was a stop and pop. Whalen.
She scores 1 billion points. Whalen's pumped up. Lynx went into the half up a dozen. Trying to extend the series.
Passes it to the man.
Sims, I don't think this guy's very excited.
Okay, I don't hear Cheryl Reeves' sideline interview. Where's her classic sideline interview? This is one of the 9 reasons. Oh, Brandon's got one. Turn off the highlights.
It's Magic again.
He looks bored.
Oh, great.
Great audio.
Atlanta has a 6-point lead. What do you want to see from your team in the fourth quarter? Score. Any status update on Lindsay
Whalen?
Nope. Thanks, Coach.
Wow!
Whoa,
that was great!
That is reasonable.
Wow.
She said 3 words.
I think that's what's so funny about it. She's just like Greg Popovich.
She's a Greg Popovich impersonator in female form.
Hey, that's
sexist. She looks like a bitch, by the way.
How do you know Popovich? Well, maybe Popovich is a bitch.
He's an asshole. He can be an asshole.
All I know is that interview is funny. It's funny to hear a coach talk that way.
That's the only one I can find online.
I'm just kidding.
I'm laughing.
Here's a post-game interview.
Lindsay, in a building where you have learned how to be a winner
over
time.
Wait, this isn't Cheryl Reeves?
What was the difference in winning tonight?
Well, let me start Holly Rowe with...
kissing you.
The joy of
the game. That's what won it for us. The joy of the game.
What?
The joy of each other.
Hot.
Most importantly, the joy for you. And we just appreciate everything you do. We appreciate everything ESPN does for us.
You should, because you have no business being on there.
Out here, we try to come back every season ready to go and be prepared for every season so we can put on displays of basketball like this. And we hope people are taking notice of the hard work and the quality level of basketball, because LA is
Why are you still talking?
We have two of the best teams in the world playing here.
Play the Cavs.
We just appreciate everything you guys do for us, and
you don't thank the network.
It's our job to come back and play hard and work hard and get better.
Boring.
And we hope we put on a good show for you guys
tonight. There was a moment in this.
I bet you Holly Rowe is bummed she has to cover that.
It's too boring.
She covers college football. She covers so much stuff.
It looked like she tried to get away, and she was jerked back in.
The reporter or the player?
You know who
Holly
Rowe is.
The player, like.
Yeah. Oh, she pulled her back in.
Ask me another question.
Very, very Namath-esque.
Oh, she wants to make out with her.
What'd you think of that bounce pass?
Hot. Now, if they made out, can you imagine how much that would do for women's basketball?
That's what I suggested. That would be.
Okay. I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
A huge compliment.
Number four for the Minnesota Lynx dynasty comes with the taste.
That's right, dynasty.
Redemption.
Four championships out of the last 7 years.
You know what's funny? So.
Well, you know a lot about this league, Brandon.
Yeah. Big fan.
I'm reading these names, and I'm like, I feel like I'm reading about a sport that takes place on another planet. I don't know any of the names. Reason number six, you can't miss game five, which I missed. The
Sparks backcourt duo of Chelsea Gray and Odyssey Sims.
Hot.
Who are they?
They're Klay Thompson and Steph Curry of the WNBA.
Oh, okay.
These two are the spark plugs that get the sparks going. They're feisty and full of energy, and their defensive pressure is more than most teams can handle.
Gross. I can't imagine two chicks.
These two also attack the rack on the
The rack?
Yeah, they do.
Hey.
On the other end, they make plays in the pick and roll. Where's reason number seven? She skipped one. Oh, this ridiculous stat. Maya Moore has history on the line. Dating back to high school, she's never gone more than 1 year without winning a championship. Reason number eight.
Oh, reason number seven is this ridiculous stat, and then reason number eight is the stat? That's kind of weird. Even the nine reasons don't make sense.
Reason number nine, history's on the line for Sparks, too. The legendary Houston Comets and least...
The legendary Houston Comets?
This doesn't even make sense.
Never heard of them.
What?
I wish I had a father.
So stupid. I cannot believe how stupid it is. Layla's looking concerned. That. What's wrong with him?
Do you think Tom knows who won?
That's a good question. Yeah. I bet he does. I bet he watched ESPN and he didn't WNBA stuff.
I don't know. It was opposite of a baseball game.
You want to find out?
Well,
I think he watched SportsCenter this morning, maybe, or something. Although he has to hurry in the morning. It's a long ride.
He's got Twitter. Oh, I wonder if he... Call him up. I just want to see if he knows. How much do you think ESPN pays for the WNBA?
ESPN pays?
Per year.
If they pay a penny, it's a ripoff. Because the ratings suck.
Back in 2013, they finalized it.
A year to the WNBA?
They signed a six-year deal in 2013.
I'm going to say they paid. If they paid any more, if they paid any more than $50 million, they're crazy.
$12 million.
They paid $2 million a year.
Hey guys.
No, $12 million a year.
Well,
hello.
Hi.
Hey Maz.
Hey guys and gals.
Do we interrupt something?
Hey Maz.
I'm at a desk here selling a vehicle. But
to
besides
who?
That,
whoa.
Robert Graham, the same guy that Mark talked to earlier today.
Wow, that guy. I mean, you just want to hang out with you all day?
Yeah, we're gonna.
Should work with them and do it.
Maz, question.
Yes.
We were wondering if you knew who won the WNBA championship or won the game last night.
Yeah, of course I know.
Who won?
The Minnesota Lynx knocked off the Sparks. The Sparks were trying to repeat.
Okay, so is this a dynasty, possibly?
Well, no, because the Lynx knocked off the Sparks, so they stopped the Sparks from winning back-to-back.
I thought the Lynx would have been their fourth in 7 years or something.
Oh, you might be right there, Drew.
Okay.
The Lynx and the Sparks are two of the most quality teams there.
Really?
Hmm.
But I kind of stopped following it since the Shock left us.
Oh, so you really follow when the Shock were here?
When the Shock was here, yeah. I loved Ruth Riley and Swin Cash.
Boring.
Well, that's when you were a season ticket holder.
Were you a season ticket holder?
Yeah.
I was not a season ticket holder, but I took my girls to a couple games.
That's right.
No, it's okay. good parenting.
Do the girls watch?
I'm going to take Charlotte.
Do the girls watch a lot of WNBA games?
No way.
No, they haven't never watched one unless the
good
one
girls.
I took.
Good girls.
Okay, I have another question for you. On Good Morning America today, they said that 50% of the NFL audience is female, and they may be the most important demographic in professional football. Does your wife talk about football a lot?
Wrong.
She does not, but now that she's in a fantasy football league, she pays a little more attention to it. Oh, but I disagree with that number.
Okay.
Of course.
Do your daughters talk about football a lot?
Yeah, they want to learn. They like football. My two like it. One doesn't care.
Okay. So maybe there's something to that.
Yeah. Two out of three.
Doubt it. But 50% is way off.
Yeah, I think. Way off.
I just don't hear chicks talking about football. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Anyway,
I agree.
We just want to know who won the game last night.
Oh, that's it?
Our internet's down. We don't have internet here.
Oh, I thought you were calling me because I was supposed to be at the Red Wing game tonight.
Are you supposed to be there?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I was going to use my Drew and Mike pass for the first time.
That's awesome. I'm glad we still have the power to get a press pass.
We do. We got the power still.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah, we'll be looking for a report on that at some point.
Hey, you want to talk to Robert?
Well, I mean, yeah, we'll say hi.
Okay, hold on.
Sure.
I've been driving him crazy all afternoon.
Been there at least since 1 o'clock because that's when I called him.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been for your call, for Brandon's call.
Are you hemming and hawing about buying the car?
No, but I juiced him pretty good on the deal, I feel.
Get in the fucking truck, bitch! Get in the fucking truck! Get in the truck!
Yeah, actual audio of Matt selling the car to you. That was a pretty hard sell.
Yeah, no, that's how it was, but I turned it around.
Ooh, really?
I even got a fist bump on it.
Next thing you know, Tom's buying the truck for you.
Were there any bird dogs?
No, it was like a reverse bird dog, right? On the mileage.
Oh, yeah?
It was like, you know, $14 more a month.
That's going to owe him money.
For another 1,500 miles a year. And I was like, well, why don't we do the 13,500 mileage lease for the 12,000 mile lease? And he was like, you got me. Good one.
Wow.
And then we got the fist bump. And we made it happen.
Wow, that's great. I'm glad.
And it's not like some third world country leasing company either. I've got pretty shady credit following a divorce. And I'm on like tier one Ford Motor credit lease.
What happened to the credit?
I mean, it's life, right?
Yeah. I mean, did you run up the credit cards?
No, but life happened, and then I had like something on my credit history, and of course I've called like four times. But after the Experian thing, try and get it resolved. At the Experian thing, it was like, well, I mean, why even bother now? Everyone's credit's jacked.
Well, if Ford likes you enough, then I think it's okay.
Yeah,
I don't worry about it.
No, I learned a lot today, and I taught Maz a lot too. And this thing's got a camera in front of it. Oh, and best part, so I see this button, and I'm like, what's this thing do? Nuh-uh.
What's this button?
It's the, like, I'm going to parallel park for you. No, it's like an automatic parallel park. So I do it, and except I park sideways across all the handicapped spots in the front of their building to test it out. And it Austin Powered.
You wonder what he's been doing for 6 hours?
Now I know why. Now I know why he's been there all day. Hey, Tom.
Like, do I want to turn this on or off?
Put him in the ice lake.
Tom has oversold this customer, clearly.
I think
talking about the car.
I think he's oversold Tom. I should earn some of the commission.
Well, enjoy your new wheels, and congratulations.
You. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay. Listen to yourself on the podcast.
I have no idea where Tom is. He's walked away from his desk, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Sell a car while he's gone.
He probably is in some non sequitur. He's non sequituring you.
He saw a flashing light across the room and he walked over there. There are TVs on in that room.
Have a good one.
Guys.
See you.
Bye.
Oh,
hey, guys. Want to talk to anyone else?
No, that's okay, Maz. I think we're all done. We got what we needed, and we helped you sell the car.
Thanks, guys. I'll call you from the Joe later.
Okay, Maz.
Can't wait.
Okay.
We'll see you. Sorry about yesterday. Triple Threat Trio weekend was one of those things where, you know, I could have said, Uber to the airport, I got to do a show, but I don't get to see those guys that much. So it was nice to have some more time, and it was a good weekend. We went to the Michigan game.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little tailgate action, and let's see, what else did we do?
Train tracks?
No, we didn't hit that. That's funny. A lot of people brought up the box. when I tweeted out the picture, the box is no longer in existence, but something funny happened on Saturday. For some reason, after the game, we were watching Ohio State, Penn State.
Mm.
What a game.
Amazing game.
God, that was a great game.
Yeah.
And suddenly one member wanted to get a joint. Because none of us really smoke pot,
mm-hmm.
and I really didn't want to, because the last time something happened, I'm not going to name names, but I don't know, it might have been LaDuff had something.
How old is this kid?
There was a little bit of pressure, and I succumbed, and I don't know, my brain just got too busy. I started getting kind of concerned about some things I didn't really want to think about.
Oh,
probably
man.
My regular brain is able to shut out things I don't like.
Right.
And on pot apparently doesn't work. So
you got the wrong kind, man. You got to switch.
Yeah, I guess, you know,
or
the mind expansion was not good for me at this point in my life for whatever reason. So anyway, I didn't want to, but the two of them were like, yeah. So it's like 4 p.m. I'm thinking, okay, who do you get pot from now?
8 Mile.
Well, you did point in the right direction. I'm not going to say why. But, yeah, I found somebody. I remembered someone.
It was Drew last time.
I did. You know what happened? I was like, when is this going to be over? How long does this take? It's just really weird.
How long does this take?
I know. And, of course, it was really good.
Wow.
So anyway, that was kind of fun though. The procurement part was as much fun as any of it.
Really?
Just because I hadn't been in that. I mean, procuring is always sort of an adventure.
Sure.
And Joe's laughing.
Did you end up going? Did you end up going to a shop?
No.
I've never been to a shop. What do you mean you can't?
You gotta
have a car.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I found a an old friend who's hasn't changed much. Fortunately.
Why should he have to? It's medicine.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, they need their medicine.
Probably needs it.
So anyway, that was good for a lot of laughs, and some phone calls were made to some other old friends, which was...
Who did you call?
A couple of friends from high school. Just conference call.
Were they surprised?
They were very surprised, but it was fun. I mean, it was funny as hell. And we started going through Facebook, too,
Did you look up the doctor?
Oh, yes.
Is that him?
That's him. It's absolutely him. And, you know, trolling Facebook and finding people you haven't seen in 30 years or something is so weird. You know what I hate about it? Everyone looks so fucking happy. Fuck you. You're not that happy.
It's fake.
You fakes. No. Yeah, it's totally
real. They
fake.
Aren't.
No, it's the side they want to present.
Exactly. But, mm-hmm. you know, and it's always a good picture.
Yeah. Fake!
Yeah. I know. So because that's always weird.
Because you can
weird.
Photoshop
fake!
On your phone.
Yeah. And use filters and
right, or make your picture black and white.
Yeah, I don't know. It was that
sounds
always,
like you three had a good weekend.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of fun.
I don't know about those two though.
Yeah, I know
they're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Johnny also got lost. He went for a walk on Sunday morning and got lost.
What?
Yeah, he didn't take his phone with him. He's the one that was wearing. Oh, I don't know, you weren't at the tailgate. We got there late.
You got there really late.
Yeah, and he was wearing shorts.
What?
And he had he
what
likes
madman.
He wanted to go swimming outside.
Okay.
He doesn't all
I
the
got
time.
A lot of questions about this guy.
He's pretty nuts. But anyway, I get a call. He's been gone about 45 minutes. I'm thinking, where the hell is he? And I give him directions to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
And he doesn't come back. And he said he was going to go for a good walk. But I get a call from his wife who says that. He's lost, and he only has a T-shirt on, which I'm thinking, but he wanted to only have a T-shirt on because he likes the whole polar bear thing. But apparently, he had to borrow someone's phone who called, and the funny thing was he asked about five or six people if he could. Can I just borrow your phone for a second? And he's a very convincing guy.
Yeah.
And he said the first person, the only person who let him use their phone was a black guy. So it was reverse racism. White people would not help him. And Jarrell did. And so he had Jarrell call his wife, who then called his
There's
brother.
There's no African-American. Never mind.
His brother called my brother, who had my number.
Okay.
So she got my number, called me, and she sounded really worried.
Jarrell has unlimited data.
Which one of these guys is it?
The middle one.
Really?
What does he do for the black people?
He's not wearing a coat at the Michigan game. I mean, it was cold Saturday, and he was not wearing a coat.
I think he should be ashamed of himself.
And he had shorts on.
No, who is the...
It was really cold.
Who was the photo bomber? Do you know that guy?
I know. That was
hilarious. I love that guy.
That was a pretty good bomb.
It was a really good one.
So anyway, I had to go pick him up, and it was no big deal.
I like to help minorities.
I'm trying to think. It was
minorities.
But today, after it was a fun weekend and all that, and take an extra day off, and then this morning I get up, I have a dentist appointment at 8:00.
Oh God!
Because I broke a tooth. That was what sort of made me go to the dentist, and they X-ray the broken tooth, and while she's looking at the X-ray. She notices that I'm going to the tooth next to the tooth.
Gross.
And I'm like, wait a second. God. That tooth is not being discussed right now. It's only the broken tooth. That tooth has confidentiality. It shouldn't even be in the X-ray. This is bullshit. I was so bummed.
He photobombed. He X-rayed bombed it.
There were six teeth in the picture, and two other teeth drew attention away from the tooth that really needed attention. And I felt... There should
you
be
have
some
horror teeth.
It was bullshit. I mean, I felt like that's not that those files should not be opened right now. Those teeth have confidentiality. This is an invasion of their safe space, and that led to more X-rays. It's like, maybe we should look at some. Wait, let's get all of them X-rayed.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a screw in my mouth. I was saying about how people always claim they have screws, and I don't think they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, three screws put in my I'm gonna really have a screw in my mouth.
Really?
Yeah, for an implant.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
So the only thing good about it is I'm gonna be able to say I have a screw in my mouth. That's the only thing that I'm pleased with. But it's gonna take up a lot of time. And I sort of wish I didn't go to the dentist.
I know, you know
none
what?
None of this would have happened.
And then it would have just gone away.
Well, possibly.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to the dentist and they didn't find something?
Not often.
No.
Not often. And I don't go enough, which makes them more likely to find something. I think once they see you haven't been there in a while, they go, oh, I got to find something.
Yeah.
Hasn't been here in a while.
Right. I told them one time that I couldn't get an X-ray because I used to live next to a nuclear power plant. And I didn't want to absorb any unnecessary radiation. So.
I'm definitely.
They had that in the record
excuse.
The following year when I did accept.
I thought you lived next to a nuclear power plant.
I can only get a limited amount per year.
Oh,
I'm amazed.
They can't question you.
I'm amazed at their records. Yeah. I mean, they just know everything about everything in your mouth. And actually, right. Dr. Hartrick remembers a lot of stuff. She just remembers everything, period. She's been to a tailgate party.
She's
a Michigan grad.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I have to go back and see her, too, because it's the end of the year, and they keep urging you to come in and get your teeth clean because you use up your benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, she's really cool.
That you're paying $700 a month for.
She did tell the story about the guy that mispronounced urine, calling it urine.
You told the urine story, I guess?
That was her story. And that's lived in infamy in the show. In fact, I told her that, and she said she remembered exactly when it happened because you remember who her au pair was.
Wow.
And it was 1991, and I think I was told the story in 93 or 94.
Oh, wow.
Maybe a little later than that, but she has an incredible memory.
She took comedy classes. Did she tell you that?
Yeah, she improv.
I know.
Really?
No, and she would be very good.
What a cool doctor.
Check up twice and page me in the morning.
She's really something. I have a bad root canal, too. That was another invaded tooth that did not need attention, which is bullshit. And you know what else? It's like, this one's kind of borderline. I want so-and-so to look at it. I'm thinking, and I said this, and I'm like, what's he going to say? That it's not a root canal? Once you tip him off, can't we just do a different X-ray and have him just see it from scratch?
Yeah, it's got to be a blind.
Same one?
It's got to be blind.
Exactly.
Can't lead him.
Like a juror.
It's like a lineup.
Yep.
I want a tooth lineup, and I want him to pick out the one you think is questionable. Honest to God, it's what an experience. Yeah. I have many, many appointments coming. Oh,
man.
What a mistake going to the dentist was. God.
Well, you know what, though? Joey went just recently and he said, there are a couple of things that they needed to work on, but I'm not going to go back. And I was like, what? No.
I totally relate.
Unacceptable, because if your teeth fall out, then you seriously will have trouble getting a job. Count on it.
I know.
You know, around with brown teeth.
Yeah.
Rotted teeth.
Well, I really wanted my teeth clean, too, and that didn't happen because there was so much excitement over all the other teeth that were screwed up. And what was I going to say about that? Oh, yeah. There was a time when I was actually in the chair thinking, because, you know, I just couldn't turn my brain off. I wanted to, but I couldn't. I was debating, what if just took that tooth out and just sort of said, forget it. You know, how close is it to the front? And then the other tooth came up, and it's like, how many teeth can you go without, it becoming a real sort of a redneck thing? And then, you know, she sort of said, hey, you don't want to start thinking that way. That's a road you don't want to go on. It's a rabbit hole.
you just want them all pulled now and get dentures?
Well, no, I didn't want to have dentures. I just thought, well, maybe, you know, if they're way back there, who's going to know but me? If nobody knows but me, I don't think it matters.
Yeah, but you got to be able to chew your food.
Yeah, that was
brought. That hurt just as much than what they do to pull it out, to extract it from the back?
Well, to get an implant, they're going to extract it anyway.
And just get gas.
Well, then since they're in there, just put the...
Gas, dude, gas.
It's
fine.
You have to pay extra.
I know I'll survive it.
Oh, yeah. I'm always amazed that people are scared of the dentist.
That's why I'm scared of the dentist, because I don't go often enough, and it becomes scary because, like, you know, if I get out of there without something major, it's like, oh my God.
I know.
And then I feel like, well, I'm doing such a good job, obviously, brushing my teeth and using the water pick.
I know. Last week you were going to put your bleaching. What are you calling?
Yeah, the bleaching trays.
And I said, why? You go, oh, I got a dentist appointment next week. I said, that's what they're for. They're going to clean your teeth for you. I don't never understand why people brush their teeth before they go to the dentist.
You don't want hanks of food in there or anything.
You're paying them to clean them.
I just want them to look
better. Don't do their job for
them. I want them to look better than they looked. I felt that.
Well, that's really what it is. People, that's why they floss beforehand, too.
Yeah.
Well, you can't just floss once.
Trying to pull one off.
Yeah, that doesn't work. And Johnny Spirit has been painting himself green for how many years now? Is it almost 30 years? It's got to be close, right?
Drew, it might be longer than that.
Might be. I think I don't think he and I are that far apart age-wise.
He's been in school for a long time.
On the banks of Red Cedar stands a school that's known to all.
Yes, Trudy?
What's he trying to get through to finish his degree?
Spirit? Degree in spirit?
Is it degree in spirit?
He's got a master's in spirit. Maybe he's tenured.
Tenured student?
Does Johnny answer the phone?
John?
Johnny? Nan White.
I heard Mike sick. but Trudy's doing okay. I can't believe Trudy's still around.
Hey, Johnny Spirit. Oh, I can't believe you're still around.
What does that mean? Yeah. You don't believe Trudy's still around? Where did you think she was?
I don't know. I think it's amazing.
All right. That's what a spirit comment would be.
I don't know whether I should be offended by that or not on Trudy's behalf.
No, Trudy's awesome. I can't believe that she still hangs out with you, dude.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's okay.
Hey, what do you mean by that? I'm offended on Drew's behalf.
Thank you.
I hung out with Drew and Mike many times. I know how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fact, Johnny,
how you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Are you going to be at our tailgate party tomorrow?
I'm going to try to. I mean, Saturday. I heard it's supposed to thunder shower.
Oh, it's supposed to thunder shower? What is it? That means you won't show up?
Well, no, you don't wear body paint anymore. Don't you wear the whole, don't you have like a skin tight, dick skin tight outfit?
No, I paint, but when it's probably raining, I might have to wear the Lycra to keep it from running.
What's
know?
It called?
Lycra? I don't know.
Dick skin Lycra? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to Google it.
But, Johnny, don't you use like an oil paint that kind of would stay on?
Yeah. I use an O'Leary oil-based paint, but then when you sweat, it kind of, you know, opens up the pores and... TMI.
Have you ever gotten excited when you shave before you paint your body?
Is there any other way to shave, Drew?
Just asking.
There's a lot of wrinkles down there.
I mean, there might be a... Maybe has his girlfriend shave him. I don't know. I don't know what Johnny Spirit does in his spare time. Well, is there a Mrs. Spirit yet?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Nope.
Why? Did you guys break up because she didn't have enough spirit?
No. She's too busy, huh?
When
school
was,
and traveling.
School? Are you still in school?
Yeah.
What are you studying?
Education.
Now, what year plan is this? Because it seems to me you've been in school for quite a while.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, is this the 7 year plan, the 27 year plan? I mean, how long have you been in school, or did you just go back?
No, I haven't stopped. I just stay in school my whole life. You know, don't be a fool. Stay in school.
You got to keep up in that education degree. You know, teachers always have to go back.
Yep, it's called continuing ed or professional development.
Now,
are you an undergrad?
We heard a rumor that you were working at a ski lift up north. Is that true? Do you do that in the off season?
That's kind of like a rumor. There's all sorts of rumors like that. I mean, there's some truth to it, but no, it's
Well, at least said you had a name tag that said Spirit on it. J. Spirit.
Yeah, it's somebody that's related to me, but yeah, there's rumors, all sorts of rumors out there.
It's always murky with Johnny Spirit. He keeps the mystery alive.
It's so murky. Well, the one time the cover was blown off was that Neil Rubin hit column that he did on you.
Oh, that was brutal. That was terrible.
Was absurd.
I was seriously kind of pissed.
Who was it? What was it?
Neil Rubin. He just wrote a nasty column about you, and I don't even know why. He was suggesting that your name wasn't legally changed. I mean, as if we were really worried about it.
I believed
it. I mean, it was interesting, but...
Was that on the interwebs or something?
No, it was in the free press. Detroit News, was it? It was just weird. I mean, who does a hit job on a guy who is a team mascot
that everybody loves?
Yeah, it's kind of like blowing the ears off of Mickey.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just a few cheap shots in there, but anyway, hey Johnny, what is the best Michigan State Michigan game you've ever seen? Have you seen? First of all, have you seen them all the last 30 some years?
Yep, I've seen them all. I don't really categorize as the best. They're all good. I mean, no matter what the outcome of the game, they're all still really good. I just think the one that was kind of, hysterical was I was sitting there on the sideline and all the U of M players were leaving. I guess it was 2 years ago when the last second.
Oh yeah.
Where we never led for the game for even a second, yet we won the game.
That's right.
Hilarious.
I saw the stands lead. You know, all the stands were emptied, and all of a sudden there were people that were like 10, 20 minutes later that didn't even understand that they lost the game.
I know. Mark was not happy while you were describing that scene, Johnny.
Yeah, hilarious.
Well, no, I'm just saying I don't like it when people leave the game early. Even for the Notre Dame game, Michigan State students, they all left the game early. Well, not all of them, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That was pretty empty 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
That was a rough game.
That's bad.
So Notre Dame losing, was it 28-10 or something? You stayed for the entire game?
Everybody should stay for the entire game.
Really?
You know, you never know what's going to happen at the end, you know? You never know. The game's not over till it's over.
Well, were you at that Northwestern Michigan State game in, what was that, 2000?
Oh, the comeback.
35-point comeback?
The Drew Stanton comeback, right?
You were there?
I was there.
Did you ride your bike to that game?
Yep.
You did?
Yeah, I was there. You can look in the video.
You rode your bike from East Lansing to Evanston?
Yeah, I do that all the time. Chicago's a great place to bike around, especially up there in the Lakeshore bike path.
But you had to be on 94 for like 3 hours. No, that's a 3 hour car ride.
94.
I believe it's Highway 12. Yeah.
You really biked? How long did it take you to bike to Evanston from East Lansing?
I'm going to say 12 hours, 10 hours.
Oh, my God.
Really? That's fast on a bike?
We haven't played them in a long time.
Did you bike to the Cotton Bowl?
Yes, I did.
Did you stay for that game?
Yeah, I stayed
for the
end.
You stayed for that whole game?
The Baylor game or the Alabama game?
The Alabama one.
The Baylor game, we came back and won it.
Yeah, no, I don't care about that one. The Alabama one.
Yeah, that was the Alabama game. Then I went out to Arizona to the national championship to cheer on Alabama.
Wait, why would you cheer on Alabama?
Because I go to all the national championship games. I cheered for Clemson last year in Tampa.
How do you?
The Outback Bowl.
Well, that sounds fair weather.
How do you get tickets to all those games? That's a hot ticket.
Oh, there's some sort of spirit connection.
It sounds like wait, some crazy.
Is that spirit. How you is that how you choose who to cheer for? Is by who gives you the ticket?
No, actually, it was a Spartan gave me a ticket to the game, so that was good.
Wow.
Well, you must be incredibly physically fit for the bice.
He's in shape.
Yeah, I stay in shape.
Because of the physical exertion.
The nature of expressing spirit.
Hey. That's true, too.
That is very much a chick question.
Trudy still has it.
Johnny, we have to talk about the big elephant in the room, which was this ridiculous idea that you were actually banned from Spartan Stadium. What is the story behind that?
But he got an article in the paper about it.
There's rumors. Any publicity is there's no such thing as good publicity, especially when the internet is involved. Everybody believes everything on the internet is true. I did not start any rumors, but yeah, it's a rumor. But you know, the university they've been pretty nice to me and pretty gracious. But yeah, they keep tightening that noose, if you know what I mean.
Oh, what? I don't know what that means.
Wait, the university tightens the noose?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I've been doing this forever, and there's all types of constraints.
Were you removed from the Bowling Green game?
What?
I don't want to start any fire here.
Is that a no answer?
Okay, let me rephrase the question, sir. How many times were you removed from the Bowling Green game?
There's all types of problems, and the more publicity, the worse it gets. So I'll just keep it at that.
Okay. Well, the administration did say that you were not banned from the games, and that they were actually very nice in the article. They didn't say there was maybe a comment about staying in your section. I think maybe was that possible? Is that possibly what they said?
Something like that. You know, they're trying to make it look all everything is okay.
Because you like to roam around the stadium, you like to go to all the sections, right?
Yep. Give everybody a high five, all the kids, have fun.
Okay, if the game were in East Lansing this Saturday, would you be in all the different sections, or would you be kind of constrained to the one where your ticket exists?
Well, that's why I buy multiple tickets.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. That's just great.
It's the way around. He has a loophole.
That's
Johnny,
fine.
That's brilliant.
Everybody loves loopholes.
Yeah. They have to respect that. If he's got a ticket for the section, they can't kick him out.
Yeah.
What about, being in the aisle? And do you still wear the inflatable helmet?
Yeah. What is that, from 1984?
is that ever, do people behind you ever complain that that giant helmet is making it hard to see?
Well, plus that I'm, 6'7", and kind of a big target.
Wait, you're 6'7"? Oh, you're not 6'7".
With the helmet?
Oh, with the helmet.
Or on your bike.
Anyway.
Do you have a white inflatable helmet?
No.
You need one. What do you think of the white helmets?
I think they're pretty cool.
I thought they were great.
Yeah.
What's your take on the game this weekend?
Well, as long as we're all good sports and we have a great time, I mean, Spartans are always winners.
I don't know what that means. Does that mean they have the higher score at the end of the game?
Well, it doesn't matter as long as we're all playing fair and having fun.
Oh, so that means, was last year a success then, 3-9? Or were you really 12-0 because it was fun?
Now there were some spirit. There were some spirit issues on that team.
Yeah, well, I got to work out the bugs. There's issues on all teams.
They could have used a pep talk from you, Johnny.
How does he have the right answer every time for Johnny's spirit?
Because he has no answer.
Because he's Johnny's spirit.
Because he has no answer. So he avoids every question.
Oh, Johnny. So how many years have you been officially Johnny's spirit? I was guessing 30 years. Is it more than 30 years?
Oh, that's a lot more than 30 years.
Wow, really?
How many more?
Since birth.
Yeah, I've been involved in this my whole life. Let's hear it. Heck, we remember sitting on that scaffolding 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Over Hart Plaza? That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure it was. Of course that was fun. It was great. You showed up at the Red Wings parade, right?
Yeah, I did Red Wings for quite a few years, along with the Pistons, Lions, Tigers, Vipers, Rockers, Shock.
Did you make much of an impact on the Red Wings? Because it seemed like the Red Wings, you think of Mo Cheese. I just always think of you as Spartans.
I'm sorry, I think.
Do you feel you made an impact with the Red Wings?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a great time. I was there for 10 years doing all types of fun stuff.
What did you wear to that game, Red Wings games?
I had hand paint. I paint it myself. I do all my own work. Wing on the front and back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So you're painted up for the Red Wings game in red and white.
Red and white, not yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Did Spartan people ever feel that that was sort of maybe a little blasphemous for you, Johnny Spirit, to be in red and white paint at a Red Wings game?
Yeah, I never really got any heck for that. I mean, I painted up for the Olympics and the Tigers and the Lions. You know, Rusty Wallace.
What Olympics did you go to?
I went to quite a few Olympics.
Of course,
I made that big.
Did you ride your bike to Brazil or China?
You can.
What Olympics did you go to?
Going on the boat.
yeah, true. What Olympics did you go to?
Well, we had the ones in Spain, the ones in
92 in Barcelona.
Barcelona, 96 in Atlanta, 88 in California and LA. Yeah.
Wow. So. Well, Johnny, I don't know why the weather would keep you away from our tailgate party. I hope we see you there.
Yeah, well, I hope to see Mike there. I hope he feels better.
He's okay. His vocal cords are better, and yeah, he's doing okay. He has been on the podcast lately. Have you been listening to the podcast at all?
I've never been on the internet.
wait. What? What do you mean you've never been on the? Wait, how can you go to school and major in education and not go on the internet?
Because there's ways around it.
What?
How do you register for class?
There's ways.
When you're cycling, like from here to like for 12 hours, it would be a really good thing to do because you could put headphones in and listen to a lot of shows.
Yeah, what do you listen to while you're cycling?
It's really not good. It's really not good to listen to any headphones while you're cycling. It's one way to get plowed.
I don't know. I do.
I've never listened to headphones when I'm cycling.
Safety comes number two to Spirit with Johnny Spirit.
Speaking of getting plowed, he's not going to answer this question, but what about that time when you guys won the Rose Bowl? It was really exciting, and you ran on the field, and you got arrested.
I had a field pass, never got arrested.
Did you get handcuffed?
It's a long story.
Of course.
It sounds kind of OJ-esque.
The funny thing is the year before at the Rose Bowl, I was there on the field the year before when Stanford played Wisconsin, and we did the same thing because a college buddy of mine has something to do with the bomb squad there. Notice all the pictures, it's the bomb squad.
I can't believe how many games.
But there is that, I know you've never been on the internet, but there is that one picture of those guys handcuffing you. It's not the image that goes along with Spirit.
I know. Mm-hmm.
You got to get that scrubbed off the internet.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that, but the funny thing is I got the same picture the year before, like I said, with my buddy in the bomb squad.
Hmm.
Was your Spirit handcuffed when you were in handcuffs?
No, I was good. I was posing for something, and I guess the internet, everything on the internet's true, so, you know.
Hmm. Posing in handcuffs, yeah. But the Spirit was not handcuffed, and that was a leading question, actually. That was a nerve toss. Johnny, go Spartans, and hopefully everybody has a lot of Spirit Saturday, and maybe we'll see you at the tailgate party.
Yep.
Okay, buddy.
See you guys there.
Yep. Nice talking to you. Hey, answer the phone once in a while. We've been trying to call you.
This is the first time you've called me in 8 years.
No, you have that message that messes with us. It's like, hello? Oh, no, I'm not here. Something like that.
Yeah, and I always get busted by it. I go, Johnny! And then you start the rest of the message.
I don't know. Sorry about that. I must have been out of town.
Maybe he was on his bike, Drew.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, he goes to so many sporting events. He's probably at the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah, sometimes my cell service is not the greatest.
Okay. Well, Johnny, it's great talking to you. We'll
Thanks,
see you Saturday,
Johnny.
Hopefully.
Okay. Sparty on.
Sparty on.
All right, bud.
See you.
Sparty on.
Man.
Johnny Spirit.
That story about him getting handcuffed. He's right. He was never arrested or charged. But in the story, he told them that he had a field pass, but it was confiscated by an usher. Which, why would an usher confiscate a field?
He's never been on the internet.
It's
possible.
Maybe Johnny Spirit has never been on the internet, but John Blank, his real name, has been.
Ah, I see.
I can see why it takes him so long to get through college, though. He's busy doing something.
He does. He's got a lot on his lot to do. The Sunday lineup was a little thin, and Jim started helping us out here a little bit. So Jim's going to try and make time for us on Sunday, although today has not been a good day for you.
No, not at all. Went to the Lions game, so it was a good thing.
It was a good start.
Yep, and then I decided...
to leave when people were kneeling at the anthem?
No, we did.
He stormed out. He's not talking about it. He's so upset.
No, my friend Bo and I, we walked back to the car to take the cooler back, grabbed our last beer, and
what, you were at a tailgate party?
Tailgate party, yeah. Since like 9 o'clock. We got there at 9 in the morning.
Easter Market?
No, near Greektown.
Oh, okay.
Macomb and Brush.
Okay.
And we're walking back to the, right back
Freeze!
To the parking lot.
Had to walk, buddy. I'm a cat.
Exactly. That's what happened. Walked across the street and this cop just locked eyes with me. Stopped right in front of us and I get.
Arresting me for what? I'm not allowed to stand up for myself? I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
That's what I should have said. I was laughing. I didn't think he was going to give us a ticket. He gave us a ticket for open intox.
I cannot believe that.
It says, what is it? Disorderly conduct.
What?
I can't believe that is disorderly conduct.
and he even noted what kind of beer. Observed drinking a Coors Light beer in a can at Brush and Macomb.
How much is the fine for that?
I got a fucking ticket for that. I don't know. I tried looking it up. My internet didn't work, so I couldn't figure it out, but we were trying to guess. It's got to be, I'm guessing it's like $125. Drew, he busted someone right before me. I made a comment. Oh. I said, he's busting that guy right there. But we didn't think we were going to get in trouble.
Oh, so that's nice.
So, dude, you got to smile because you're under arrest.
So they're screwing with Lions fans outside. So really, that's easy money.
You know what? I heard there was beefed up security because of protesters down there about the anthem.
Oh, that's right. Yep. There were two protests.
Yeah, one from each side. Protests.
Did you see any of them?
Yeah, we walked by and there were like five people out there.
Okay, which side was that?
The pro flag side.
The pro flag side. Yes.
Did they have a bullhorn?
No, they didn't. Well, they had a guy drumming. I thought he was with them, but he was just one of those random
pro
dudes.
Aren't we all pro flag?
No, the players are not pro flag.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see the other side, but they wouldn't they mess with those people, not
Freeze!
A guy walking to a parking lot? Standing on the sidewalk next to the parking lot.
I'm
going to
defend the
ticket.
Officer. Maybe he didn't have to work today and he got called in because of the protest. So he felt like...
Oh, we have a protester.
Bust somebody.
Well, then
Coors Light is a questionable choice.
What?
That might have been part of it.
I'm not going to deny that. That was my friend's choice.
It's the American beer.
What would your choice have been?
I just would have gone Bud Light. Yeah. Just
too.
Something normal.
Anti-American beer.
No, but Bo drinks Coors Light, so...
That's
Bo for you. Fucking Bo.
Wait, so Bo didn't get a ticket?
No, he got one too.
He did?
Yeah.
Was that kidding me? How lame. Outside
did you just
Lions
say, I'm holding it for this
like
guy?
Like I said, he didn't, and Bo was bummed because he had a koozie. So the cop, he goes, oh, you're drinking a beer too.
He
could have gotten away with it. But the cop locked eyes with me as we were just walking across. Like I said, one parking lot here. Just had to cross Brush Street and walk into the next parking lot.
Yummy beer.
It's just such an obvious money grab.
Of course it is.
No, it's huge. And that's where I got
at least
my,
you got a criminal like Jim off the street.
That's where I got my MIP when I was 20 years old, too.
What was it?
A block away from that.
Stay away from that area.
You're going to make
fun of me. What was the MIP for?
Did you have Coors Light?
No, but we had some beer and a red solo cup walking to a Dave Matthews concert.
Oh,
I was 20 years old.
In a solo cup?
Yeah, we were walking from an apartment to the concert, which I believe was at Comerica.
I thought that's all
they was at Comerica.
I was at that show.
Really?
Yeah.
And like it was 2001.
Yeah, around then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember because we were in the front row of the second. I mean, there's the first like 40 rows, and then row 41, there was the gap in between. And all these weasels were gathering right in front of us because there was the space there. And it was like, get the fuck out of here. That's not your seat. I mean, they were just, I wasn't getting obnoxious. There were so many other people getting pissed that I didn't have to get pissed.
That happened us really at the game today. Someone was sitting in our seat, so we sat the section in front, didn't kick them out, and then people started piling in, so we moved down. We kept moving down. Should have just kicked get the song off. But we kept, just moving down. I knew I was leaving a half.
Had to get wasted for this song.
Wait.
How about Crash Into Me or something good?
Oh, something worse.
Satellite. What's wrong with Crash Into Me?
No, it's a lovely song.
It's a great song.
Yeah, no, it's lovely.
Hey, Lexi, you know, like, almost about... naked. That's cool, man. Whatever.
Like,
hey,
chicks hiking up their
cool
skirts.
Like 97.
Gay! What, because he's got a fiddle player?
Yeah, but he's good, though. This is so high school for me. Dave Matthews is a big thing every year. Everyone got wasted at the Dave Matthews shows.
Sounds like a blast.
It was fun.
Does Dave play a long time generally? Well, he plays a pretty long show.
Did he do a cool, like, 25-minute jam where it wasn't really a song? They were just jamming?
No, I do love it. He's got a great drummer. Carter Buford is his name. Carter Buford's a great drummer.
Did he
have
a drum solo for, like, 55
yes,
minutes?
Yes, he did, and it was
sweet.
Awesome.
All right. We're not going to grand Dave Matthews.
No,
but it's kind of interesting, though, that it sounds like you did not learn your lesson from the MIP.
No, I did not. The funny thing after, we might have had to...
Did it cross your mind as you were in that area that, oh, I got an MIP a block from here?
Within two minutes of it happening, I said I got my MIP right there. And then 5 minutes later, we peed behind a dumpster.
Oh, really?
Like, screw this.
That could have been another one.
Yummy beer.
We're kind of laughing, like, what if we got busted again here? We were going to Nick Fairley it. Didn't Nick Fairley get busted with weed twice in one day?
Yes, we were talking about that, didn't he?
Yeah. So we're like, watch, we'll get a ticket for peeing in public right after we get this.
I once got two Clicketer tickets in one day within like 2 hours apart.
He's good.
Two tickets for what?
Clicketer tickets.
Not wearing a seatbelt.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Stupid. That's an easy
same
one.
Same day.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, I went through
not
kind of the same area where they were checking twice.
You weren't wearing your seatbelt? After the first one, you didn't say, oh, fuck, I got to wear my seatbelt. You just said, fuck this.
I totally forgot because it was like a mile drive.
Long solo.
I know. I want to apologize. It's not 55 minutes. It's only 6:45.
It's a good song. Two-step, though. It's one of the best songs.
I love long drum solos.
I do, too. I really do.
I can't believe anyone's even doing a drum solo anymore. Is this old, I hope?
Yeah. Well, this song is
2001.
Okay, it's 16 years ago.
Same tour.
Oh, my God, it is.
Maybe it was the same show.
Was it Detroit?
Well, maybe I was there.
It kind of matched up on the video.
My view is being blocked if I was there, so really irrelevant.